Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we're with Mike Spain. He's the associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
The issue is ICE and the increase in enforcement of immigration laws. To that end, a meeting in Saratoga Springs.
Yeah, the Saratoga race course will open Friday, but many of the backstretch workers who groom and feed and exercise the horses are opting out of coming this year. That was the topic of a meeting on Monday night at Skidmore College, where residents are concerned about the increase in enforcement by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency in Saratoga Springs in recent weeks. Since May 30th, federal agents have conducted at least two raids, arresting at least 27 people from Mexico and Guatemala, and it's taken a toll on the restaurant workforce also. Diane Barnes, who's a member of the city's Human Rights Task Force, says she believes the city's tourism economy will take a hit this year if the raids continue. And that's what people were talking about at the meeting. About 100 showed up. They want to know how they can help. They're expressing their concerns. On the panel were some immigration lawyers who said that you do not have any right to interfere if immigration agents are checking out and arresting people, but you should get information from them so that you can notify friends and families. But it's a big concern, and especially with the racetrack opening this Friday.
Big concern perhaps for the Cuomo administration, as they now must turn over public records. This has to go with an ongoing dispute with the New York Times.
Yeah, now a state Supreme Court justice said Cuomo's administration must provide the New York Times with records that are relating to the upstate development scandal, which has involved former top aides of the governor. The New York Times had sought email correspondence between former State Director of Operation Jim Mallotris and a lobbyist, Todd Howe. Howe has already pleaded guilty and is cooperating with federal prosecutors in this probe. Additionally, the Times sought emails between Joseph Percoco, a former top aide of Cuomo, and various members of the governor's staff. The Cuomo administration has repeatedly denied these open records requests, including many from the Times Union, regarding this federal inquiry into the development deals. They said that they could not give them out because they were being compiled for law enforcement purposes. The judge rejected that and said that these records are public record and subject to the Freedom of Information law. And a Cuomo spokesman said they're examining what options they have.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, always shining the light on information. To find out more, head to timesunion.com. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, David.